Welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. I'm your host, Kate Raft. Huge piece of personal news for me. I'm getting a new chair for my office. Wow. I mean, I don't want to brag, but this is pretty big for me. My current chair is from IKEA. My new chair is from some guy off of Craigslist. And in my world, that's a big, big upgrade. Okay. Today's topics: Pete Davidson and Kaia Gerber are pumping the brakes. Queen Elizabeth confirmed that Harry and Meghan are moving to Canada. Lori Harvey got charged in a hit and run case. Kim and Kanye booed Tristan Thompson at last night's Laker game. Vince Vaughn shook Trump's hand. Catherine and Thomas from Southern Charm are back together. And YouTuber Nikki Tutorials got blackmailed into coming out as transgender. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Pete Davidson and Kaia Gerber are allegedly pumping the brakes on their romance. A source told E! News that Pete is, quote, taking a break to work on his mental health, end quote. The source also said that this is his second time seeking treatment, his first being in 2016, end quote. Pete Davidson alluded to seeking some sort of treatment while on SNL a few weeks ago when he joked that he was going on vacation, saying, quote, but insurance pays for some of it, and they take your phone and shoelaces, end quote. A second source spoke with E! And revealed that Kaia might be backing out of the relationship while Pete spends some time in treatment. The second source revealed that Pete is in, quote, a program, which has made it so he and Kaia haven't had a lot of contact. E! Went on to write, quote, the same insider says Kaia doesn't know if she wants to continue in their relationship, especially since she wasn't comfortable with what she saw and doesn't know if she can handle it. What she saw happen with Pete was very concerning and scary for her. She cares about Pete and wants him to get better. End quote. So yeah, I guess their future is up in the air, according to the insider who spoke to E! There's also a third source. We got three sources here talking to E. The third one says there's, quote, no bad blood between the two. In case you missed it a few weeks ago, last month in December, Kaia Gerber's parents, Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber, were spotted having like this intense chat outside of Kaia's apartment. Onlookers were saying that they were talking about Pete and they were talking about how maybe he had scratched eyes. The whole thing was very, very dark, which is, it's good that he's, you know, getting some help and he's very open about all of that stuff and makes comedy about it. So hopefully things work out well for Pete, even if he and Kaia aren't together. While Pete may be on one type of vacation, the treatment center kind, Kaia is on an actual vacation right now in Miami with Anthony Perowski from Queer Eye and Tommy Dorfman from 13 Reasons Why. The trio of buds are partying it up and they're doing like Pilates and going to bars in South Beach, which sounds great. I'm actually going to South Beach this weekend with my mom. Maybe I'll see them there. Kaia, let's take Pilates together. Just kidding. I am so not the kind of person who would ever take a Pilates class while on vacation. That sounds truly terrible. I truly can't believe that this Harry and Meghan drama is so like ongoing. The royals usually have like, you know, an open and shut thing, but this Harry and Meghan situation is an ever evolving, ever scandalous, nonstop news cycle of its own. It's totally hijacked all of the celebrity gossip from the past week now, which is fine, you know. It's interesting. It's super like unprecedented and strange, and I'm fully here for it. I'm here for the drama. Speaking of drama, the Queen has chimed in to stir the pot a little bit and confirmed that Harry and Meghan are going to be splitting their time between the UK and Canada. The Queen and Harry and Charles and William all had like this 2-hour summit at their home in Sandringham. Sandringham. They're just making up names of places at this point. That's Sandringham. I've never heard of her. Anyway, after the 2.5-hour discussion on Monday, The queen emerged with a statement. I'm going to read it for you now. "Today, my family had very constructive discussions on the future of my grandson and his family. My family and I are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family, although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family. We respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family. Harry and Meghan have made clear that they do not want to be reliant on public funds in their new lives. It has therefore been agreed that there will be a period of transition in which the Sussexes will spend time in Canada and the UK. These are complex matters for my family to resolve, and there is some work to be done. But I have asked for final decision to be reached in the coming days." End quote. I think it's so weird that she keeps saying "my family," like "my family," like they... I guess they are all property of the queen, right? Like, it is weird, though. It's weird. It's a strange... That royal thing is strange. I don't get it. I'm American, so it's not really... I'm not supposed to get it, I guess. People are saying that it's kind of weird that she's calling them Harry and Meghan and not by their royal titles in this. Is that, like, a way to be shady? Is she going to maybe take their titles away from them? Well, according to royal historian Robert Lacey, it's unlikely that the queen's going to take their titles away. They'll probably get to keep their royal title. If they were going to get their titles stripped, the queen would be the only person that could be able to do that. But people are saying it's unlikely. Anyway, that's it for our royal update for the day. But hey, tune back in tomorrow. I'm sure something else will have happened. Steve Harvey's stepdaughter, Lori Harvey, has been officially charged with the hit and run for her October 2019 accident. TMZ reported, quote, "She allegedly smashed into another car and tried to leave the scene. Cops ultimately nabbed her when they found her walking down the street a short distance from the accident," end quote. In regards to her current charges, TMZ wrote, according to the LA County District Attorney's Office, Lori's been charged with one count of resisting / delaying / obstructing a peace officer, and one count of hit and run resulting in property damage. Both are misdemeanors. TMZ reposted the images from the accident onto their article, and the pictures are just crazy. Like, it's this giant G-Wagon completely flipped on its side. It's a miracle that no one got hurt. But it's wild to think that Lori just like fully flipped her car after smashing into another car. And then she just like walked away, leaving this big car in the middle of an LA street. But honestly, she's probably just like freaked out. I'd be freaked out if I flipped a big car like that. People.com confirmed that Lori faces a potential 1-year prison sentence. They also reported, quote, "An arraignment for the 23-year-old has been set for January 21st, according to a city attorney's office spokesperson, and Lori could face 1 year in prison for the misdemeanors," end quote. While her future may be kind of up in the air, at least she's got Future by her side, you know, because she's dating the rapper Future now. Did you know that? Did you know that Lori Harvey and Future are like posting hot pics of each other on Instagram? They're both saying captions like, "Life is good." Have you heard about this amazing company making stylish women's shoes out of recycled plastic water bottles? Oh, and they're also crazy comfortable and fully machine washable. Rothy's are amazing, and they're the perfect flats for life on the go. I love my pair of Rothy's flats. I got them in yellow, which is my favorite color. When I wear them, I feel hot and like I'm saving the planet. Rothy's are seamlessly knit using thread made from plastic water bottles, so they're ultra comfortable as soon as you slip them on. That's right, there's zero break-in period with these shoes. One Yahoo editor recently called them the most comfortable flats I've ever worn. Rothy's has already diverted over 35 million water bottles from landfills already. Rothy's also owns their own manufacturing workshop where they prioritize sustainability every step of the way. Plus, they ship directly in their shoebox no unnecessary packaging. These are feel-good flats in more ways than one. You'll quickly discover why BuzzFeed called them their forever shoes. Check out all the amazing styles available right now at rothys.com/celebnews. Go to Rothys, rothys.com/celebnews to get your new favorite flats, comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/celebnews today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Kim Ye had a date night last night at the Lakers versus Cavaliers game in LA, and Page Six is now reporting that Kim Kardashian appeared to be booing Khloe Kardashian's cheating baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, during the game. This all comes from one video that, like, a random person attending the game posted on Twitter. It's just a video of Kim from, like, several rows back. Kim appears to be standing up as the rest of the crowd kind of, like, hoots and hollers. The Twitter user at It's Not April just posted the video with the caption in all caps saying, "Kim stood up to boo Tristan at the line. LMFAO, oh, 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 oh." End quote. I personally don't know if you can count that as booing because I watched the video and it's not really like apparent that Kim is booing. But yet again, that person was there at the game on the ground and I'm just here, a human being in an office watching a Twitter video. So while it's unclear if Kim was actually booing Tristan or not, Page Six commented on the whole thing, saying, quote, "Kim, who attended the game with hubby Kanye West, was born and raised in California, so it is likely that she was trying to distract Thompson from making the shot. But the reality star has reason to be upset with the basketball player after he allegedly cheated on her sister, Khloe Kardashian," end quote. So whether Kim was trying to block the shot and get back at Tristan for cheating on Khloe twice publicly, it's still very funny to me that Kim and Kanye were sitting in the front row staring him down while he was essentially at work. I mean, booing or not, that's definitely a very funny statement to make. Like, "I'm gonna watch you play basketball. That'll teach you." I mean, Kim was making some sort of statement, right? I feel like she and Kanye don't have a lot of like public sport event date nights like this. This feels calculated to me. Kanye's pretty busy these days making his, you know, church that allegedly kind of feels like a cult. And Kim's quite busy as well, allegedly being a lawyer or something. So, you know, I personally do think they intentionally went to the game just to psych out Tristan, which is great. So funny. And hey, I guess it worked because the Cavs lost last night. The Lakers beat them 128-99. Is that a lot? I don't watch basketball, but that sounds like a lot. I'm going to end today's show with a roundup of kind of medium-sized news. That's right. These next three topics are medium news, and that's because they're kind of too big to skip entirely, but all of these are kind of too small and annoying to devote an entire topic to. So I'm just going to breeze through these really quickly for you all. First topic is Vince Vaughn. He was caught on camera shaking hands and palling around with the president, Donald Trump, at the national championship game in New Orleans. Okay, so yikes, I guess. That's it's pretty embarrassing. The next piece of medium-sized news is that Catherine Dennis and accused rapist Thomas Ravenel from Bravo's Southern Charm have reunited. According to a source who spoke to People, Thomas and Catherine, yes, they're back together. And if you don't watch Southern Charm, I'm sure you're like falling asleep with boredom right now. But if you do watch Southern Charm, this is a huge bombshell piece of news. So just let us Southern Charm watchers like have this moment of shock. Obviously, I hate that they're back together because I hate Thomas. He's literally, like I said, an accused rapist. And I personally think he's awful. Catherine, what are you doing? Run away. Don't look back. And our last medium-sized topic today is YouTuber Nikki Tutorials has come out as transgender and revealed that the decision to come out actually wasn't hers and that she was blackmailed into revealing her trans identity. This really sucks. Please, please, please don't ever out anyone ever. What is wrong with this planet? Like, can we not be kind for 1 second? Anyway, Nikki Tutorials released a long video announcing that she's trans, and it's really sweet and beautiful and also very messed up that she couldn't do it on her own timeline and that she was forced into doing it via blackmail. So Nikki, my heart goes out to you. You're a queen. Thanks for tuning in to Celeb News Ride Home. I've been your host, Kate Raft. You can follow me at Kate Raft. You can follow the show at Celeb Ride Home. While I was recording the episode, my husband wheeled in a brand new surprise. That's right, my chair is here. I'm sitting in my new chair. Can you believe I started recording this episode with an old, bad IKEA, like busted up chair, and now I'm recording it in just a gorgeous back support filled office chair. I mean, can you tell that my voice sounds more relaxed? Like, don't I sound like so much more at peace right now than I did at the beginning of the episode? You know what? I encourage you to go back and just listen. Listen to the old me. This is the new me. I'm so relaxed. I'm so back supported. Damn, 2020 really is my year. Thanks to Ride Home Media and my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison. Thanks to all my listeners. I love you all. Please leave the show a positive review on Apple Podcasts. Give me those stars, baby. Give me compliments, or if you don't want to give me compliments, just like leave me like a smiley face or even like the shrugging emoji. Like, I don't really care what you have to say as long as you give me those 5 big little stars. Okay. All right. I'll see you tomorrow for a Wednesday episode of Celeb News Ride Home. Until then, have a great Tuesday. Bye-bye.